That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Waycross at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board as we face the issues. We're looking forward to your joining in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I don't know of a better discussion to have on the eve of Independence Day than to talk about our Bill of Rights. In fact, we need to talk about today the First Amendment. Is free speech really free? Is free speech really free? Our Bill of Rights, found in our Constitution, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free speech thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Let's pluck out that in the First Amendment. Or abridging the freedom of speech. What does it mean to abridge? It means to modulate, to change, to circumvent, to reduce, to cancel, to change in some fashion the intent of our founding fathers and our founding documents. Ladies and gentlemen, in recent years, we've witnessed the constant attempt to what I call whittle away at the Bill of Rights, and perhaps our First Amendment guaranteeing us the freedom of speech and our religious liberties are now being attacked more than anything else. The First and Second Amendment, probably the most attacked amendments out of our Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is today, is free speech free speech? What does it mean, free speech? Freedom of speech. Do we have that in America? Do we find forces today that are trying to, in some way, encroach on our freedom of speech? Some very pertinent questions. Does the government have the right to censor free speech? Does the government have the authority to put pressure on, to manipulate, or to control social media, and therefore social media censor our free speech? Is censorship taking place today? And as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, should we be satisfied with that? I'd love to hear from you today. What are your thoughts? Celebrating now our 248th year as a nation and finding battle after battle. Ladies and gentlemen, when, I believe it's in 2020, when Black Lives Matter were rioting on the streets, breaking into police stations, burning buildings, destroying homes and families and lives and stores and shops, our idiots in control said that was free speech because they were carrying out their the challenging of the government. Because the Bill of Rights in the First Amendment says to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress. were those peaceable assemblies in 2020? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a serious problem today. We want to address it. We want to hear from you. Can our free speech be in some way abridged? Should we allow it to take place? What should we do? How should we respond as Christians? Are you finding a greater and greater difficulty in saying things without it being censored, canceled, or in some way modulated? As we talk about this subject today, I want to remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're in a state of mourning. I believe we have been for some time in America as a result of what we see taking place in the governmental authorities and the attempt to control our speech, control our lives, and determine our destiny as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, I call the writ revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, we must ask the question, what is truth? What is truth? I find it fascinating that we have those today that do not understand what truth happens to be. In fact, in Webster's dictionary, it says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, the body of actuality. It is the state of being the case in fact. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a number in society today, especially according to the latest survey and the younger Americans. In fact, the headline says the younger American, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Their position is that each and every individual has their own version of truth. Truth cannot be bifurcated, abridged, changed, modulated. Truth is truth. But ladies and gentlemen, just as we're finding the attempt to abridge free speech, the attempt to modulate free speech, the attempt to in some way infringe upon our rights and our Bill of Rights. By the way, our rights came from God through the pens of our founding fathers in the founding documents that gives us these freedoms today. But it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. Whatever state you're in, makes no difference the state you live in. There are a lot of states today that feel that somehow, some way, they can modulate truth, change truth at will because of their political prowess and their political position. But truth matters. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. He says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take the position that there's no absolute truth if you like. Does not change the fact that the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God from cover to cover is truth. Without modulation, without error, without admixture, but it's true. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stand on it each and every day. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. And I pray that we'll come to the point and place and time in our lives that we'll stand on truth, be willing to defend it. And listen, I believe every day that passes, every 24-hour cycle, we're getting closer and closer to the time in America when it's going to be our life on the limb if we stand for de facto truth. Right now, the mindset in Washington is what's called compromise. They call it leaning across, reaching across the aisle. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't reach across the aisle and compromise truth. There are multitudes of those that have gone into the political arena with the Christian faith, love the Lord, and get in the Beltway in D.C. and find that it is a compromise of conviction, a compromise of commitment, a compromise of morals and ethics and values in order to reach across the aisle. I'm personally against that. I find that it is objectionable to me to think that we would have a legislator that claims he's saved or claims he's going to stand on truth and then compromise in order to get some amendment to a bill passed. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. We invite you to give us a call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The question is today, is free speech free speech? What does the word free mean? Is free speech free speech? Ladies and gentlemen, should we be afraid to speak in America? Should we be afraid that someone might translate what we're saying as hate speech? What is hate speech? Is hate speech addressed in our Bill of Rights? Is it possible that we're having hate speech laws in the state of Florida, hate speech laws across America, state after state after state, hate speech laws being put into place, and right here in the city of Jacksonville, in the city council, where they wanted to pass the city council wanted to pass a resolution 2024-0334 that is called hate speech. It is an extension of the Human Rights Ordinance. I call it the Human Reprobate Ordinance. Ladies and gentlemen, would that bill, 9 pages, I've read it. It is advocating for sexual identity, gender dysphoria, and the fluidity of what is called today the woke culture with the different ideas of what genderism really means. Could that be, is it possible that there's an attempt with that to regulate, control, modify, and censor free speech? I say it is. I said the whole purpose of that legislation, that regulation that's trying to be passed by our city council, is to control our free speech. No such thing as hate. Now, there may be speech that you don't like. Some may not even like what I'm saying today. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's still free speech. You can drive any place you want to drive and look at marquees and billboards and signs in the front yard and on in front of churches, in front of businesses. You may not like it, but it's free speech. And yet we're today across America trying to regulate free speech. In fact, a major portion of the lawfare against Donald J. Trump is based on his free speech. Looking at the headlines, it says Clarence Thomas, it's one of the U.S. Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas warns Dems broke the law trying to prosecute Trump. Justice Clarence Thomas has warned that the Democrats in Joe Biden's administration apparently broke the law in their lawfare schemes to try to prosecute Donald Trump. The ruling follows a decision from the federal grand jury assembled as part of the Democratic Party's lawfare against Trump to indict Trump on four counts for events that happened during his presidency. It was after the 2020 election, which was influenced by interference by both the FBI and the CIA, that Trump protested the outcome. He also went to court to protest what he called the stolen election. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, and I realize we're talking about the high office called the U.S. President's Office. I realize we're dealing with the lawfare case against Donald Trump. Some agree and some do not. I think he was prosecuted, and using the letter of the law to try to put him in jail to prevent him from being reelected. But the one of the major cases, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of President Trump saying that the election was stolen in 2020. This article states, he also went to court to protest what he called the stolen election. In fact, evidence now shows that the CIA knew that a letter from ex-intel officers claiming that the Biden family scandal revealed in the Hunter Biden laptop were Russian disinformation was in fact a lie. Further, the FBI warned publications, that social media, that's written media, that is the news print. Further, the FBI warned publications to suppress accurate reporting on that issue. Later, polling showed that those actions were probably caused Trump the election and handed the White House to the now diminished Joe Biden, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we have a Bill of Rights, if the Bill of Rights offers and provides for us free speech, is it really free speech? Or there's some kind of strings attached that says you can, but you can do this, but you can say that, but that's not what the Bill of Rights says. That's not what our Amendment 1 says. It says Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Now, Trump has said a number of times, if they can do it to me, they can do this to you. Where can we find something that abridges free speech in our Bill of Rights? It is not there. Ladies and gentlemen, what about online or verbal challenges to our free speech? What about if we go online and challenge and question the 2020 election? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the DOJ under Merrick Garland provided a document, 32 pages, this was about a year and a half ago, 32-page document, give instructions to Christopher Wray, the FBI director, to enforce the document. In that document, the statement was that if a parent goes to the school board to challenge what is being taught in the classroom, that's a domestic terrorist. Where's the free speech aspect of it? Where's the diminishing of the free speech? Where's the abridgment of the free speech? And that's exactly what it is. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today there's a major, major move to squelch our free speech. In fact, the FBI just announced that it is putting into motion its censorship program that was in 2022 to protect disinformation and misinformation and malinformation from being in the public forum, public arena through the platforms out there. That's the censorship. That is the diminishing of our free speech. And free speech is free speech. It ought to be free speech. You understand? I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over to question and comment, please.
You know, at the core of each of these issues happens to be people, bureaucrats, public officials that refuse to abide their oath of office. You know, every single one of these folks raises their right hand. Oftentimes they place their left hand on a Bible, and they do swear or affirm to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And then many of them completely ignore it and do what they think is politically advantageous. Sadly, at the core of this, or intelligence agencies, as you know, for lack of better terms, I'm not sure the level of intelligence, but FBI, Homeland Security, CIA, And these officials, you know, 51 of which, you know, these officials said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian misinformation, knowing full well that it was legit. And in that laptop, we had all sorts of criminality apparently exposed. You know, what's at the core of this is those same agencies. You step back in time, former FBI and CIA agents pulled off one of the greatest coups in the 20th century by the removal of Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew, and the insertion of a non-elected person, not elected to vice president or president, and then he got to serve as both, Gerald Ford. But he was an acolyte of the deep state. He was an acolyte of this state bureaucracy, and they inserted him. Does that sound like democracy? Does that sound like the preservation of the republic? No. Well, you fast forward. Those were former FBI agents and former CIA agents. Current FBI and CIA agents are subverting the rule of law and subverting constitutional governance. They are literally stripping away our First Amendment and Fourth Amendment rights, as well as others. They're trouncing the Tenth Amendment. What's going on here, folks? The oath of office has all but disappeared.
It absolutely has. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. He resides up in the southern tip of heaven, as he calls Northeast Tennessee. Greg, are you getting rain? What's the weather like up there in heaven today?
It is phenomenal. I happen to be on the road. I'm not sure when I may lose signal, but I'm staring at some of the most beautiful mountains on the face of God's green earth. Not to make y'all jealous, but it is astounding here in East Tennessee.
Yeah, we can see miles ahead of us here. You see mountains and mountains and mountains. I understand. Greg, let me ask you a question. Does the government have the authority under our Bill of Rights within our Constitution? Do they have the authority in any fashion to in any way abridge our First Amendment, modify, modulate, change our First Amendment, or do anything that will take away full First Amendment from us? I'm looking at a headline. Judicial Watch now records detail federal/state censorship coordination in 2020 election. Today, it received 110-page heavily redacted document, et cetera, outlining the fact that the division of DHS and the Election Integrity Partnership was created to suppress online election content for the censorship and suppression of information. How do you take that? And secondly, I'll stack the question for you like that. The Supreme Court just ruled that the government can do that.
Are you hearing me okay? I'm not sure if I'm losing you or not. You're in and
yes,
out.
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, I'll tell you, as they trounce the Bill of Rights and try to strip away that First Amendment, they know what the deep... and they strip you of your rights. You have to go to a court that's also run by them. And eventually... you might be able to make it through the appellate courts all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to beat them, to challenge them. And you know what? The entire time they're fighting you with your money and your resources. Right now, Donald Trump is under a steady, systematic assault, and they're using taxpayer resources to do it. They use taxpayer resources, 35 or 40 million. Be a Hillary Clinton Democratic Party complete hoax, but they spent $35 or $40 million of our money to do it. And Trump has spent uncounted dollars, resources defending himself. Where does he go get his name back? Where does he go to, you know, get his money back? And to pursue something all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court may cost billions of dollars. And let's say you win. What price does the bureaucrat pay? Nothing. Nothing. And they know that. And that's why they are so willing to go and trample your civil rights, your civil liberties. They mean nothing to many of the bureaucrats that have a political agenda.
Absolutely. And were it not for Donald Trump's financial resources, he would have been wiped out long ago by the system. But the whole point being Much of his prosecution, Greg, has been based on the fact that he challenged the 2020 election. He called it fraudulent. He said that he really won the election. And I really believe he did. And he called it a fraudulent election. And because of that, he's been under through the process of what is now called lawfare. They're trying to wipe him out, trying to destroy him. I'm thankful for the Supreme Court's decision on his immunity. Let's jump to that for a moment. Greg, can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Did the Supreme Court do the right thing? I said before they rendered the decision about Trump's immunity, did they make the right decision? I told my bride the Supreme Court would probably split the baby and give some things immunity and some things not. How do you view that immunity, and is it a right decision?
I think it was actually a pretty clean decision, even though it's narrow, because it's, you know, presidential acts, and there's a Latin word for specific presidential acts. The reality is anything less than that would leave a president actually, hogtied, stuck in a dilemma where every decision has to be couched in the, well, I have to pay some civil penalty or go to jail for this after the fact. If I pull the trigger and I deal with this issue that's a vast international issue of major consequence, if I respond to this assault, will it cost me my freedom later? If that president is having to think about that rather than the best interest of the country, that president would be hamstrung and prevented from acting on behalf of and in the best interest of the United States. So I think it was a good decision. It was an 8-1 decision when only Sotomayor is the only one ranting and raving to the opposite. And then they bring up all these, you know, her questions in the review had everything to do with stretching and coming up with scenarios that are completely outrageous other than viewed through a Democrat lens, because the things that she threw out as potentials, those sound like things that Joe Biden happens to be involved in now, you know, using resources to assault, attack, and perhaps jail your opponent. Of course, they say kill the opponent. I mean, we're just one step away from killing your opponent. That's what they're trying to do with Trump. They're trying to kill him financially, crush him emotionally, crush him and take away his freedom. So we're just one step away from killing your opponent. So I guess Sotomayor's questions and her dissent made sense through the eyes of a leftist, radical, socialist Democrat.
Well, Greg, that's exactly right. But what I ponder is, how does Joe Biden stand before the cameras with the teleprompter, of course, to be able to talk and basically say the opposite of what the Supreme Court ruled? How do you do that? What are your thoughts on that aspect of it?
Well, that poor fella, and I say that with all honesty, he has a hard time reading a teleprompter. So the fact that he gets things a little discombobulated does not at all surprise me. But right now there's a bait and switch that's attempted, and there's a steady subversion of the rule of law. They will say and do anything to maintain power. That's all that Biden's statements will entail. That's all that the Democratic Party statements are. All the party apparatchiks. That's all that they will focus on, is whatever it takes to keep power. Nothing else matters to them. The notion of the Article II president seeing that the laws be faithfully executed, that has gone out the window. And for at least a decade and a half, we've operated under the rule of law means nothing. Ever since Barack Obama entered office and said, I will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act, he literally openly, publicly stated, I will not faithfully execute the laws. We did nothing as a people. He should have been rolled out of office based on that singular statement. And today, if the 25th Amendment means anything at all, Biden should be facing removal from office. But obviously, the Constitution means nothing. The oath of office means nothing to a leftist today.
Absolutely. Greg, I know that you're about to, possibility of losing the signal. Love to keep you over until after the top of the hour news. But rather than hanging on, if you're available and free to call back after the news, that'd be wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back. Right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.